January, what might it thee avail, though thou mightest see as far as ships sail? For as good is blind deceived be, as be deceived when a man may see. Lo, Argus, which that had 100 eyes, for all that ever he could pore or pry, yet was he blent. And God wot so been more that ween and wisly that it be not so. Passover is an ease, I say no more. This fresh May that I spoke of so yore, in warm wax has imprinted the clicket that January bore of the small wicket, by which into his garden oft he went. And Damien, that knew all her intent, the clicket counterfeited privily. There is no more to say, but hastily some wonder by this clicket shall betide, which you shall hear if you will abide. O noble Ovid! Well, sooth, say'st thou, God, what slight is it, though it be long and hot, that he nill find it out in some manner? By Pyramus and Thisbe may men lair, though they were kept full long strict over all, they been accorded rounding through a wall, where no wight could have found out such a slight. But now to purpose. Ere that days 8 were passed of the month of June, befell that January hath caught so great a will, through egging of his wife, him for to play in his garden, and no wight but they tway, that in a morrow, unto his May, says he, "Rise up, my wife, my love, my lady free, that turtle's voice is heard, my dove sweet. The winter is gone with all his rains wet. Come forth now with thine iron columbine. How fairer be thy breasts than is wine. The garden is enclosed all about. Come forth, my white spouse. Out of doubt thou hast me wounded in mine heart. O wife, no spot of thee knew I all my life. Come forth, and let us take an our disport. I chose thee for my wife and my comfort." Such old, lewd words used he. On Damien a sign made she that he should go before with his cliquet. This Damien has opened then the wicket, and in he starts, and that in such manner that no wight might it see, neither he hear, and still he sits under a bush anon. This January, as blind as is a stone, with Mayus in his hand and no wight more, into his fresh garden is a go, and clapped to the wicket suddenly. "Now, wife," quod he, "here nispered thou and I, that art the creature that I best love. For by that Lord that sits in heaven above, liever I had to die on a knife than thee offend, true dear wife. For God's sake think how I thee chose, not for no covetous doubtless, but only for the love I had to thee. And though that I be old and may not see, be to me true, and I will tell you why. 3 things, certes, shall you win thereby. First, love of Christ, and to yourself honour, and all my heritage, town and tower, I give it you. Make charters as you list. This shall be done to-morrow ere sun rest, so wisly God my soul bring in bliss. I pray you first in covenant you me kiss. And though that I be jealous, wipe me naught. You be so deep imprinted in my thought that when that I consider your beauty and therewithal the unlike eld of me, I may not, certes, though I should die, forbear to be out of your company for very love. This is without a doubt. Now, kiss me, wife, and let us roam about.